Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. No Marcus Maven today. We're flipping roles. He has been here all week. Covering, holding it down and everything while I was in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, which I'll talk to you a little bit about that. And today he had an opportunity to go this weekend to see Jalen. And I was like, you know what? Get on out of town and go ahead and do that. And then I'll hold it down. But I got a treat because on the way in today, I was listening to Lightsey and Blankenbaker and I heard Chase on the radio. And while I was on the way in, I was like, I'm gonna see if Chase wants to jump in with me for a few minutes. You know, I figured whatever. And then I heard Chase was going on vacation. And I was like, I can't do that to him. You know, like, hey, man, get on out of here. Enjoy yourself. But then Chase jumped in the booth and Chase is with me today anyways.
What's going on?
Hey, man. So it worked out perfect, man.
It's been a while since I've been over here.
I know. That's why I was like, I figured it was going to be like Tanner today, which I'm cool. We have good conversation with Tanner. He did, you know, it was fun listening to him and Marcus yesterday. But I was like, well, there's a lot of U of L stuff. I kind of want to chat with Chase. And I hadn't talked to you all week. And then I heard you was going on vacation. And I was like, I'm not going to ask him. I was like, just get on out of here and go start your vacation prep. And then sure enough, man, you jumped in the studio and I was like, oh, let's go.
My packing takes like 5 minutes. Clothes in a bag. And I'm ready.
Well, especially when you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Like when I'm going to the beach, it's a couple t-shirts, shorts, swimming trunks. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
outside all day.
Flip flops. Mm-hmm. I don't really need shoes. The beach is, I don't have the best feet, but the beach is, when I go to like PCB or wherever, Destin, or where are you guys going again?
Miramar.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I knew where it was, but I mean, in that vicinity, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I don't think I cover my toes the whole time I'm there.
Yeah.
Like I just.
Yeah.
Like,
you're just chilling.
I just flip flops the whole time. If we go out, like I'll wear if we go out somewhere nice to eat, I'll wear a button up and down, khaki shorts, and flip flops.
Yeah.
anything I can buy at Palmetto Moon. Like that, that store is the ultimate like golf shore or golf store. Yeah, yeah, you know, like there was one down in at the outlets in Pigeon Forge or Sevierville that we always go in, and every time I go in there, I'm like, man, I want to go to. We go to like PCB, you know, kind of area. I'm like, man, I want to go there just because this is so golf filling. Yeah. Like everything about it.
Well, we don't even go out. There's too many of us to go out and do anything.
Just hang there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're just chilling. So I really don't need anything.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. If you got a nice house down there. You said y'all got a nice house or a couple of them. Yeah. So yeah, it's like we could cook here and do stuff here and man, just hang out.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
We like to stay right down. People that go to PCB would know right by Pier Park. So we'll walk over there a lot. But like outside of going down to Pineapple Willie's, we don't go anywhere either. Like anywhere we can't walk.
Yeah.
You know, basically it's just like this is where we're at. Because when I go to the beach, like when I go to Disney, I'm there to go to Disney and have fun doing Disney, you know. Yeah, and I like doing all the stuff. And of course now we've started to go so much to Disney that we can kind of almost relax now. Like, so some people, that's why I explained to some people, and they're like, man, I don't know if I could do Disney that much. Like, that's, and I'm like, well, yeah, but we go sometimes, and we're just kind of like, we go so much that it's like, I don't have to do everything. Like, we can actually do a Disney trip and relax, just hang out by the pool and go to a park, ride a couple things, you know, and we'll get that one next time, you know, eat, whatever. But when I go to the beach, like, I'm there to just enjoy the beach, like chill, like hang relax. Out, like it's a relaxing vacation, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah, we're definitely a sit on the beach and drink all day sort of family.
Just kick it back, yeah.
That's what we do all day.
That's awesome. Yeah. I had a good week. We did a lot of moonshine tasting, like a lot.
How you feeling?
There was one day we did two or three of them in a row, and I'm not going to lie, it kind of got me because I'm not a big drinker, you know? So, now granted, they just give you these little thimbles, right?
But it's moonshine.
But we went to Gatlinburg, and like we did Sugarland, and then we always do Old Smoky, but we added some more to it this time, you know? So we hit a couple places, and like, I did them all this time because usually like the 120 proofs and stuff like that, I'm like, nah, I'll pass that. My wife can do them all. I'm like, no, I did them all though this time. And it was like that we did 12 at Sugarland and then walked about a quarter of a mile and did 11 at Old Smoky. Then we got back to Pigeon Forge and we went to a place called Junction 35 and did one. And I was like, yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah. It was good stuff, though. Amazing. And I really enjoy tastings because I do actually enjoy, not just for like, oh, I'm going to get drunk. Like, I enjoy like the learning kind of alcohols, just learning like when they're like, hey, this one, you're going to smell it. You're going to smell this. You're going to take a drink. It's going to hit you with this on the front end, and then on the back end, you're going to like it almost, you know. And I know to some people, especially around here, you know, that know how to drink bourbons, it's like, yeah, that's how you do it, you know. I'm not a big, I never really drank like that, you know. So, and I still don't really drink, like, yeah, but I enjoy the tasting aspect of it to say, oh my gosh, wow. So, like, if I did get a bottle of this and I wanted to sit outside and sip on it, I can recognize, like, oh, yeah, there's that taste and that taste, as opposed to just, I always thought, you know, you drink alcohol, you're just like, oh, all right, I'm just drinking, you know.
Yeah, get it down.
Yeah, just straight, you know, anytime you're drinking just straight liquor, you know, or bourbon or whiskey or whatever, it was like, oh, just drink it, you know. Whereas now I'm, like, learning the, okay, well, this one, you know, you taste this down, you taste this coming back up, you know, or not coming back up, but you know what I mean? Like the breath out, you know?
Yeah.
It tastes like vomit coming back up. It's awesome. So there was a lot, man. Like I really learned a lot this weekend, like about different, how to sip different drinks and stuff. And I was like, man, like that's.
Moonshine's crazy too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and some of them, Yeah, and then you get some of them that are like 35, 40 proof, which are a little more sweet, you know, and you're like, okay. But then, like, you know, you get in the 80, 90 proofs. Now, the ones that are like 120 and stuff, it's like, okay, that's rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, it's
there's no need for this. I do not know why you guys make this.
Yeah.
And you're a raging alcoholic if you enjoy it. I'll just say it on the air. If you enjoy 120 proof moonshine, you have a problem.
Yeah, I would say if you can just sip on that, it's...
Yeah, you have a problem. Yeah. That's all there is to it. I don't know any other way to tell you.
Like, there's one thing. If you're going to take a shot of it for, like, fun...
Yeah, yeah. If, you know, if you're like, hey, it gets me drunk. But, like, if that's something you sip on, you're psychotic. And a scary, scary human being.
Yeah.
One way or the other. So... but yeah, I mean, it was funny. Everybody let out a full Ric Flair when they did it. It was just like everybody drank and they were like, whoo!
It is hot.
It's like, hot. I was like, you burnt my lips the moment they touched me. I'm this big guy. I've got a beard, you know, like facial hair. I don't know, full beard, but like, you know, and I'm, you know, people expect me to be like, oh, man, I bet, you know, it's they're pouring it. He's like, oh, I bet you could throw down, big man. I'm like, no, no, you know, not at all. So, of course, I drink that. And I'm like,
I would love to see that.
Yeah, it's like, as it's going down my esophagus, I was like, oh, God. Yeah, it was awesome, man. But anyways, it was fun week, though. Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, about midway through, my in-laws brought my youngest down. My oldest was with Southeast over in Knoxville, actually.
Okay.
They're having a camp this week at Southeast Christian. They did, like, their whole camp down at UT.
Yeah.
So he was right over there. And then it was a good week. We had a good week. Yeah. It was good to get away. I don't know that I'll really... I'm about to go on a big dry spell because I don't know that we're really going to get away unless we just up and decide to do something. But with her, you know, probably until October, we're going to do Disney. We're going to do the Halloween loop that we like to do in Disney and Universal. But yeah, so it was good. But the good news is there's a lot of stuff to keep us busy in between now and then.
Yeah.
And this week, there was even more of that. So you can jump in with us. 8150-939 is the phone lines. 3831-939 is the text line. We'll get to all that. But between we have basketball. Basketball visits are being set up. We have football where you're starting to get, okay, they're starting to kind of come back in and get to this, and we're going to get to all this. And then you got TBT stuff that is right around the corner. So, and that kind of meshes in with basketball. But what a summer. We'll start on the basketball side. What a summer for the basketball team. Okay, Chase, now hear me out. I look at this team and I go, okay, there's like 13 new guys. While I love the roster he's put together, there is a little bit in the back of your mind that says, okay, but you got to get 13 guys to play together. You got to get them to mesh. You've got to get all that, you know, everything to work together for them to be good. And what if it takes them till January, February to mesh? Well, it might be too late then. That's a problem. Unless you have the TBT in Louisville and what sounds like, according to what he said on Bob's show as well, a foreign trip coming up.
Yep. And Drew said it's Bahamas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Bahamas. What. Okay. Yeah. So Drew did say that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that's what we've heard. So the Bahamas would be another trip down there. And you remember what happened last time we went to the Bahamas? Well, what did we do? Go to the Final Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was wasn't that the last?
It was national championship.
I thought it was the year before.
I know Diener kept acting like
I feel like it was the year before because they went to the Bahamas and Shane and all them were freshmen. And the reason why I'm pretty sure it was the year before, the year we went to the Final Four and lost to Kentucky, but it was in the Final Four. It was because everybody leading up to that was like, you got to see Russ Smith. Russ Smith looks awesome. And I was like, I watched him last year. Like, that kid is not going to be good. Like, and then I remember watching the Bahamas tournament, and he had changed his number to number 2. And it was like, this kid is amazing.
Okay, so Drew has told that story too. I think he's getting his.
I think he's just getting his years mixed up because I do think it was the year going into that season. I'm like 100% positive. Basically, I don't want to question Drew.
Well, he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So the texture says the year before. That's what I thought it was. Okay. But because Shane and all of them were freshmen, and you were like, okay, it was enough to watch. Now, granted, when you go down to the Bahamas. Are you going to play the best players in the world? Probably not, but you're going to play older men. You're going to play pros, right? Yeah. You know, at some level. So now I have this basketball team. And, national championship year in the Bahamas. Now, we played in the – okay, let me clarify this. We played in the battle for the Atlantis the year we won the national championship in the Bahamas. We had the preseason foreign tournament, though, the year we went to the Final Four. Because this texter was like, no, we played in the Bahamas the national championship year. And I'm like, yeah, no, we did.
Yeah,
we played in the Atlantis that year.
Yeah, we were all talking foreign tour.
Yeah. But the foreign tour during the summer, we played the year we went to the Final Four going into that 2012 year.
Yeah.
Which this year, if you don't know, I mean, it's all but pretty much verified that they're gonna do the they're gonna do it this year, you know, probably last I heard it was late July, early August. So probably right on the heels of the TBT.
Yeah.
I think is gonna kinda be the thing. It says was the UofL versus the local waiters trip. Yeah, yes, that was that trip. Because some of those guys, it was like, what? Who are these guys?
They said that if he's going to start if he can get off work, but if he can't get off work, then, you know, this guy will start.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. It's like, that's what they said, like, in the starting lineups.
What? Yeah. Baja Bullies, when Mac was suspended, was the last time we were actually in the Bahamas. Yeah, you're right about that. I just meant more the, like I said, I guess I should have been a little more clear. I'm talking more of the foreign tour before the season. So he says, yeah, it was the Final Four season because before that, Russ was thinking about transferring. Yeah, that's the only reason why I was pretty sure it was that year, because I just remember leading up to it, everybody was like, you got to see Russ Smith. And I'm like, no, I saw Russ Smith. That little kid is never going to make it. Like, are you kidding me? You're telling me that kid's killing everybody now, and then you watch that Bahamas tournament, and like, in the first game, he had like 20-some. It was like, the heck?
It's not the same person.
This guy's awesome. Yeah. It was like, what in the world? So, now, here's the thing. If you're telling me, now back to the beginning of this conversation, where I say, I've got this basketball team, I've got 13 guys, 12 guys, whatever it is, put together. Also, I'm still not sure Khalifa might not play. Yeah. Put a bow tie in
Don't
that.
Don't get me too excited.
Yeah, put
Steve.
A bow tie in that. Put a bow tie in that. But it was, I've got these guys, and now I've got to get them all together. That's still, like I said, a little bit of a worry. But now I say, okay, now they're going to practice with the TBT guys. And listen, with Peyton, not that I didn't know they would before, but with Peyton on staff, you know they're practicing. Yeah. And can you imagine now, because I'm going to lump these two conversations together a little bit. Now I get Chucky Hepburn, Corin Johnson, you know, Terrence Edwards, and now they're going up against Russ, Peyton, and Chris Jones, who was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Dylan Avar.
Yeah, that's all right.
He's playing overseas, you know. So now you get those three going up against our guys, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then underneath now I'm going to have what – have they announced Nanu yet?
Maybe, but it would have been a while ago.
I'm almost 100% he's playing, I didn't know if they announced him or not. But Nanu and Trez and those guys – going up against, you know, our bigs, James Scott, going up against Cason Pryor, going up against Frank Anselm, who lost his shoe yesterday. We'll talk about that. And you know, Waterman and everybody else. Like, I'm going to get some of the most heated practices and talented practices that you could possibly ask for. Now you're telling me, oh, and you're going to be learning from guys that are going to be like, this is what it's about playing for Louisville. Like, they care. They love Louisville.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Jones, I know people that chatted with Chris Jones that said, like, no, you don't understand, like, how much he wants to. I guess I'm okay saying this, so I'll say it, and then we'll just see. I think it means a lot. I think it really bothers Chris how things ended here. Because I do think Chris Jones really loved this place. And, like, you know, and he's a Memphis kid, you know. Like, and I think he did. And I think it's bothered him for a long time how it ended here. And if you don't know how it ended, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went on. And it basically was falsely accused of some things. And there were other reasons. I think he made some mistakes on the basketball side of things that got him into a little bit of trouble as well. But I think he watched Shane Bohannon last year, too. And like I said, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. If I am, I'll ask for forgiveness later. But I think he watched Shane Bohannon last year and said, man, like, that really, because last year really, it mended a little bit of a fence between the fans and Shane. Not that there was anything wrong, but Shane was always kind of looked at as, what a screw up.
Yeah,
you know,
if you stick around.
Yeah, and to see him work that hard last year and to get back involved in the TBT and to see him in good shape. And I think Louisville fans were like, man, all right. Like, you remember now how quickly you started to remember all the good things Shane did on the court. And it was like, oh, man, like, yeah, like, yeah, yes, he made mistakes. Nobody's erasing all that stuff. Nobody's erasing, hey, man, you really blew a shot. Like, it might have cost us a national championship, you know?
I think it did.
Yeah, which I guess would have got taken away anyway. But at this point, because I think they took that tournament away too, right? So, but it was one of those things where it allowed fans to say, because this place, they'll love you like none other. That's why I love that Peyton Siva video when he was talking to the team this year, him and Russ, and he was like, you guys can go down as one of the all-time favorite teams. Like, you guys could surpass us. I'm like, now, hang on, Peyton. But still, I get his point. Yeah. Like, where Louisville's at right now, if you guys come out and you play your tails off and you do what you can do, I don't think you have to win a title or anything. That's not what he was saying. But he's saying, you guys could go down as one of the most beloved teams of all time here. And I think that's, you got to see that in Shane coming back and the fans going, okay, let's embrace now. I think Chris felt it a little bit because even though, like, in that game we beat him, but he played so well, and to kind of see the fans like, man, good job, Chris. Like, I think it meant a lot to him that they invited him on this team this year. So I say all that to say, these are the guys that are going to be playing with the team this summer, telling them, like, hey, can you imagine Chris Jones being able to sit down with these guards and sit down with these players and go, guys, like, I screwed up. This place loves me. Like, they brought me back, and they wanted me to be here, and they give me, you know, a standing ovation, like, you know. And, like, I blew it to an extent, you know.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't like to lump the two together because I think a lot of people feel like he got kicked off for the charges, and that wasn't the case. Like I said, I think he had missed some meetings. There's some things that went on otherwise that had caused that. And then, because, I mean, he was falsely accused. So, like, that, you know, people are like, oh, Chris Jones got a rape charge. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Yeah, you know, he didn't get charged with that. Like, you know, it was like, yeah, that wouldn't. But that's the guys you're going to have with this team through July, through the month, upcoming month, through that time. And then on the back end of that, you're telling me that they're going to be able to pack up together, go to the Bahamas, a place where, I mean, if you remember the last time we went to the Bahamas, I think it was Russ and them were like, the humidity playing in that place really bothered us. He was like, in that Duke game, like, it kind of got to us. Well, now, if you, now that's me more looking strategically at, okay, and we're going to the Atlantis. So, but now you're going to get this team in a huddle together, take them away from everything, let them do the bonding, you know, in the Bahamas, and they're going to get to play together. So now I'm going to actually get, and it don't matter. I don't know who they're playing yet. So I don't know if it's I don't know if it's one of those things where I've heard there could be a chance another team's going as well. And if that happens, I would imagine you'll get some cross practicing. You know, now that probably won't be televised or anything like that. But you would get a little work there. But then also, but now you're going to get to play against other guys and learn how to be a team and learn, okay, this is what they're doing. You know, this is what he likes to do. Kind of get more of a feel of a true rotation as opposed to team one and team two. You know, it's the absolute perfect scenario for this team. And it's why my expectations are going up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they can hit the ground running where you – I mean, that was the biggest thing so far. Is like, and it wasn't really by fault of anybody. It was just like the situation that you're in, it's going to be tough. It's just going to be hard to do that.
Well, it's going to kind of be college basketball every year now, you know?
Yeah.
But not to the level we are this year. Like, I don't think we're going to need 13 guys next year. I think we'll probably need 5 or 6. But yeah, you're sorry, I mean to interrupt.
No,
you. But
get,
yeah,
no,
your
yeah.
your point, yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be tough, and now you know you're doing things like he has been this whole time. I mean, his offseason grade's got to be at least an A, probably A plus, because he set himself up so well. Talking about Kelsey, he set the team up so well to kind of counteract every issue that we've had. At least,
I mean, do you think I'm wrong in saying like there's an opportunity now to be in November where you should be in early January? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're almost, I think you can be, like, I mean, I'm not going overboard. Like, well, man, this team's going to be what they could be in March and December now. You know, like, no, I don't think that's the case. But I think you can be a month and a half or so ahead of the game. Which, if you're a month and a half ahead of the game, okay, well, what about other teams that had to do this? Kentucky, Arkansas, teams like that. Tell me that's not a big deal. To say, man, you could have a month and a half jump on these guys.
Yeah.
Teams like that. You're going to play Kentucky in early December. What if Louisville goes in there and beats Kentucky? Okay, well, that's a whole nother. I'm going to try to hold the rivalry side about that because if they do, I would recommend if you cheer for Kentucky to get as far away from this place as humanly possible. Or just be ready to come down here and punch me in the face.
Yeah, no, I'll be here.
I'm going to be. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
are you gonna?
I'll just be here.
Yeah, to watch it.
No matter what.
Yeah, just watch.
Well, I just.
Yeah, Steve got beat up by 12 Kentucky fans outside. You're like, yeah, I was in the booth. I saw it all. yeah, Chase was there the whole time. It was awesome. Yeah.
They probably don't like me either very much.
Well, probably not, but that's okay. But here's the thing. Let's put the rivalry part of it aside for just a second, even though it's hard because both of us smiled as soon as I said it. But it's like, let's say they do go in there and win that game. You could credit that and say, just because, like, say we watch that game and you're like, Louisville's just a little sharper than Kentucky together, you know? You're going to look at, man, that trip in July or that TBT in July. And now let me be clear, Kentucky's got the TBT too. So that's... Let's not act. I mean, I'm not going to act like
that. Would be a big deal for them, too.
It is a big deal for them.
To mend that thing.
Yeah, it's a mass. Assuming that the Calipari guys still fool around there, we'll see. But yeah, no, that is a big deal for them, too. So, like, I'm not acting like we both don't have that.
Yeah.
But if Louisville gets a little bit of that extra and gets that trip, you know, like, it's a big deal. If it gives you, like I said, say you're down in Rupp and you win that game by 1 or 2 points. Or forget even Rupp. Take that out of it. Say you're in the Bahamas and you win a game or two that you're like, I just don't think we'll win that. Or you beat a Tennessee in game two. And it's like, man, Louisville just looks a little sharper than Tennessee. It's like, okay, well, that's why. Yeah. That's how important those trips can be over the summer.
Yeah, just doing the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just important. And it seems like Coach Kelsey understands it. And that it's refreshing. It's nice.
Oh no, he definitely gets it. It says these games better be televised or at least streamed. I would imagine U of L will do something, like even if it's one of those things where you got to pay $10 or something and you get it streamed on Go Cards. I would imagine there will be some way. I would hope that Do you remember when Kentucky went to the Bahamas? The SEC Network picked it up.
Yeah. So I was wondering, did UK go somewhere last year, last summer? I feel like I was here and they were trying to watch it. I didn't.
They either did, or it was the year before. Because I know, remember they went down to the Bahamas and they like paid Oscar Tshiebwe there. You know,
So yeah, that I would imagine the SEC Network definitely picked it up. I would say the ACC Network, depending on who we're playing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like if we end up playing a team, I don't know if you can televise that though. I don't know if that's
well, no, but I mean, I think even if you're just playing the Bahamas teams. Why would the ACC Network not pick it up? I don't know, but I do think either way that they will have a. I think either way you'll be able to watch it. Like even if, because I think last time, do you remember when U of L went to like Puerto Rico?
Yes,
and it was with Damian Lee and all those guys, and they did a thing where you paid so much and you could stream it. And that's funny because this texter says I'd pay a lot, and I'm like, here's my thing. I told Marcus this in private. I was like, if they charge $50 a person or per subscription, I was like, for five games, I'd pay it in a heartbeat.
I would too.
Like, yeah, you're like, I don't want them to know that, so don't tell them. No. But yeah, I'm like, I mean who,
$10 a game.
Yeah, who would not?
I mean, not anybody that listens to this channel, I would assume. Not anybody, but I would.
Well, especially this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, these are all new guys. Like, I mean, you know, it sounds like, knock on wood, it sounds like they're working on bringing Louisville Live back.
Yes.
So we're going to get to see that. And I would imagine there'll be some sort of a red-white scrimmage. Yeah. I don't know that to be true, though, but I would imagine there would be. You love new players. You want to see new players. And now you've got a whole team of them for like the first time ever. This is like a whole new team for, you know, like, okay. I mean, there's a lot. And a new coach on top of it. So it's like, I would imagine Louisville fans would do pay or whatever it costs to say, oh, my team's playing together. And, like, if there was a way Louisville could open up the Yum Center and have a scrimmage between them and the TBT, like, can you imagine how?
I would assume it's packed.
Do you know Trilly Donovan had said something about Louisville and Indiana were trying to do a game for charity or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know that they're anything. I would assume the fact that Louisville's doing all these other things, nothing ever really came out of that. I mean, unless they're going to the Bahamas too, I don't know, you know, that, but I mean there's ways you could do some cool stuff, but yeah, I mean, listen, it's just a big deal to be playing. I mean, before the season, before Louisville tips off against Morehead State on November 4th, you're literally gonna get, like I said, you're gonna get TBT updates and Louisville, which we can get into the TBT here in just a little bit about just the excitement of that. But when I'm saying TBT now, I'm saying updates between Louisville and the TBT, you know, playing our team now playing the TBT guys. You're going to get that preseason or that foreign tour thing. You know, football is going to get going about that time. And then you're going to be like, boom, here's Louisville Live. Boom, here's a red-white scrimmage, you know. And then it's like, so there's a lot. Like, June is always, I said it going into June. Marcus hates when I do it, but I'm like, June is so blah. There's just nothing going on.
Yeah.
But we're coming to the end of it now. And July kind of kicks off. Like, when you get back, because Chase is going on a 7-day vacation, for those of you that don't know, down to Florida. So when you get back, it's going to be like, okay, we're getting into July. Now we're into July 4th. Now we're into, you know, okay, football's starting, you know, basketball. Now the TBT's starting. We're getting more updates about the basketball team. We're getting, you know, and July and August happen quick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, we're in the football season.
Yeah, you know. And then it's not fun anymore. And then there's no fun.
No, yeah, right. Yeah. It's no fun once the season starts. Well, this year, the way that the...
It's going to be fun first.
We're going to have a couple fun weeks, and then it's not going to be fun. Yeah, let me get a couple of texts, then we'll get to a break, keep you on. Says, I still remember arguing with IU and UK fans at work about Chris Jones. He was kicked off the team for repeated violations of curfew. Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's two separate things. Steve, who lost his shoe at practice yesterday. It was Frank Anselm. We'll talk about that when we come back in a second. Somebody says, I'll have your back. Thank you. Chase will, too. He'll just be watching it from afar.
It depends on how big they are. Yeah. How many of them.
There's some really nice Kentucky fans, though.
Maybe yeah, there's like two or three.
Yeah, there's a couple. Like, they come up to Buffalo Wild Wings and stuff, and like I'll be in there eating or something. They'll come over, and I'm like, you guys are really nice.
Well, even Strebel's the nicest person in the world when he's not.
When he's just not talking about Kentucky.
Yeah,
or Louisville. Yeah, just when he's not a fan.
Yeah.
If he's just not a fan, when he's a fan, he's really agitating.
Yeah. Unbelievably so.
Yeah. It's actually incredible how agitating he can be. He says, why don't you send their own crew and charge 50 for the games and put it towards NIL? Yeah. No. Yeah, good call, Texter. UK went UK played in Canada last year. They were they were Team USA in that thing, because yes. Manny played against them.
Manny played. That's right.
That's what it was. All right. We'll get back. We'll kind of stay in the basketball vein here, especially in the first hour, and then we'll jump over and do some football stuff. But when we come back, we'll talk about the video yesterday and some different things about that. So Chase is in the booth. Steve Romich here. Middays with Mark Smaven on 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Now I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go when the volcano blows. Let me say now I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. Steve Romich here. Chase is in full vacation mode. So, listen, if he wants to play Jimmy Buffett, he can play Jimmy Buffett.
Because he
is full. Listen, and that is, again, Jimmy Buffett is another place that just really reminds me of, like, the Gulf and just the beach, you know. It's like, well, of course the beach, but, you know, it's like, even though there's a Margaritaville about every tourist location now. I mean, I don't think there's a place in the world that doesn't have a Margaritaville. Like, we were looking at, it's funny you said the Bahamas. We were looking at places in the Bahamas. Just, you know, like, you know, if it went, and there's a Margaritaville in the Bahamas, and there's one in Gatlinburg, and Pigeon Forge.
Wow.
Actually, in Pigeon Forge, there's Gatlinburg, or there's the Island Margaritaville Inn. There is a hotel, a Margaritaville hotel, and then there's like a Margaritaville RV type place, and like, yeah, so like
yeah.
I mean, of course, he's passed away, but like that brand has just, anywhere you go now. We went to that's like, we like to go down to Hollywood Beach, in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami there.
Yeah.
And dude, it is like, there's a huge Margaritaville, and like that place is, it's like, what are they, parrot heads?
Yeah, the
like,
parrot heads.
That place is full of those people. Just the way they are, like, you can tell, like, so many just people in between 40 and 70, and they're just all high.
Yeah.
And everybody's cool.
So I have a old softball jersey of my uncles.
Yeah.
They all used to play together. They were the parrot heads.
Okay.
And it's a cutoff softball jersey.
Just older guys. Just older dudes. Yeah. It's chilling awesome, out, man. But yeah, that's a good vibe to go with. I like that. Vacation-y vibes today.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I've been pumping it out too.
And y'all are going tomorrow, right?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Are you driving?
I'm flying. My parents are driving tonight or early morning.
Okay. Miramar, where about, is that a little further down in Florida?
Near Destin.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, down the street.
Okay, so you're flying then. You're going to fly to Destin.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because I was like, I feel like that's in between Destin and PCB, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So we used to do Fort Walton, which is on the other side of Destin
from
Miramar.
Yeah.
And that's where I'll probably fly into that airport direct right down.
Okay.
And then we'll Uber or something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Down. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can fly into Destin and Uber to PCB.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's about, it's like 40-minute drive, some yeah. 30-minute, but there's a lot of Ubers will make that trip back and forth because the PCB airport is tiny.
Yeah.
And it's very, it's harder to get to. Like, you got to find a flight. Now, during the summer, it's not too bad. You just got to, basically, you got to fly out of Nashville or find a flight to Atlanta. And then a lot of flights from Atlanta go from Atlanta to PCB.
Yeah.
You know, so basically, you got to get to Atlanta. And then, yeah. But, Destin, you can go straight there with Allegiant.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm tomorrow 5:30 flight, like late in the day. So it's
are you flying of, Allegiant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Allegiant.
Yeah, I figured you was taking that one. How much was the round trip?
So I bought it. I mean, I didn't buy it the flight till a month ago, probably.
Okay.
It's probably $300 round trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad for
that's
the summer.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
bad.
For the summer, no, it's not bad at all.
Like when I figured out, I didn't fly for the first time until I was a senior in high school.
I didn't fly for the first time until about 4 years ago.
Dude, when I figured
two years ago.
Yeah. Like, there was, so I wanted to come back for, like, the social event, like, a day early.
Yeah.
And I could buy a flight for $40 and, like, be back here in 45 minutes.
Oh, dude.
My life just changed.
It's what opened up the possibility of living in Orlando for us.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you mean to tell me I'm an hour and a half away?
Yeah.
Like, I'm Nashville away. Like, when we're down there, it's weird because, like, even though my buddy Clay had a good one, I was like, man, I was like, I'm in Vegas. I'm like, and I don't feel like I'm that far away. He's like, oh, okay, we'll drive back. It's like, he said, you want to feel far away?
Yeah.
Drive back. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, touche. But yeah, I mean, just the amount of flights that come out of, you know, and like I said, I do Spirit to Orlando just because it's so cheap. And if Spirit flies to MCO, whereas Allegiant only flies to Sanford, which is a little bit further out. And that Spirit to Orlando flight is pretty reliable because their hub's in Orlando.
How quick is it? Like,
you're in the air about an hour and 30.
Yeah.
About in the air. And then, of course, now if you count
the rest of the stuff,
it's about 2 hours total if you count from parking to parking.
Yeah.
You know, from in to out, you know, you're about 2 hours total.
Well, they always estimate it to be like over an hour from here to Destin.
Yeah.
And it's only, I mean, the longest it's taken is 45.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. Now, I will say, I didn't know, actually, somebody who was a pilot wrote us on here, and he was telling me, because I was like, the times for Orlando always say like 2 hours and 5 minutes. I'm like, we've never been in the air 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, he said, all those times are, what's the word? God, the thing that comes out. Anyway, basically, it's from park, from pull out to pull in, you know.
There
you go. But he said that is, he said that's really what those times mean.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, that makes sense then. I'm like, it probably is about 2 hours from pulling out to going and taking off to getting back. And then before you're like, okay, we're parked to get off.
Yeah.
So it's like, says y'all should take Allegiant to Punta Gorda and stay at Sunseeker. Oh, okay. Amazing. Wife and I did a little one-night stay there up from Fort Myers. Great place. Easy peasy. Just got back from Universal this week. Steve, you were right about the Hagrid coaster. It was amazing. As for flying, I still hate it. Okay, is this my fly? Okay, this I think this is the texter that wrote us like a week and a half ago. I was like, I'm terrified. I was like, oh, if it's your first. They're like, no, it's not my first flight. I'm just terrified of flying, but it's like, I feel you.
I get that.
But it just made it so much easier because I'm like, I can jump on a plane. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like you said, I can be in Destin an hour and a half total. I mean, even not even, okay, 2.5 hours from the moment you get to the airport.
Yeah.
2.5 hours later, I'm in Destin, Florida.
No, it never ceases to amaze me. The fact that I could take off at 5:30 and be down there.
Which, believe it or not,
Florida time.
PCB is kind of my driving. I don't know how other people feel about this. I'm curious what other people think. And we're going to get back into some football and some shoes coming off and stuff here in just a second. I don't know why there are some lines of demarcation. P- PCB, for some reason, I guess because I've went so many times, I can do that drive. It's about 9 hours. You know, I'm like, I can do that one. I don't like it. I would rather fly because, like, yeah. Like you said, once I flew for the first time, I was like, it's a wrap for me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do this everywhere.
It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely worth it. But I can do that drive for some reason. I'm like, I don't like it, but I can do it because I kind of know the route and stuff. But I'm curious what some people's lines are because I'm like, that's my line.
Yeah.
Like, I'm after that, I'm it. That's it. Now, it's funny because I don't think I would want to drive 9 hours another direction.
Exactly.
Does that sound weird? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay with that drive for some reason. But I don't know that I would want to be like, well, we could fly to, I don't know what's 9 hours away, north. Or you could drive. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how far? I mean, New York's probably about.
That's what I was actually going to say, something like New York or.
Let's see.
I don't know.
New York City. Well, that's not what I wanted at all.
What is it? I know.
No, now it's like, it does that thing where it's like you can download this. Like, download the city on your phone, yeah. So you can use it when you're offline.
Ah, yeah.
It does that instead of just
so I said, okay, dude, just got to Stockholm, and I haven't seen a Margaritaville yet. Okay. Yeah, I'm the same guy. Love the convenience, but I do not like being in control. Or I like being in control. They don't like not being in control of the vehicle, let alone. Yeah, no, I do feel you on that. It can get nerve-wracking sometimes where you're like, all right, you know. Yeah. But you almost just got to erase it out of your mind that you're like, okay, I mean, odds are nothing's going to happen.
Well, I agree
with you. If it does,
yeah.
Yeah, we're all dead.
I agree with you about going the direction.
Baltimore. Texas is Baltimore.
9 hours.
About 9 hours. Yeah, like I would fly to Baltimore.
Yeah.
If I was going to Baltimore, I would fly.
And like you, when you're driving down to the beach, it's like, all right, 3 more hours and then I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, I guess it's you're driving south and it's like, okay. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's just because I made that trip of so many times to PCB that I'm like, I can do PCB. But I hate car rides, man.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I don't like them either.
Like, if I can fly, I'm going to fly.
When they tire you out for no reason.
Yeah, like, even Atlanta, as weird as it is, I'm like, I'll just fly to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll just jump on a Delta flight, go from here to Atlanta. Like, why would I not?
Yeah. Well, in the situation that I'm in, it makes all the sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm accompanying my grandma. She's flying. She didn't have to drive.
So. Oh, yeah. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. And like I said, what better way to go to the beach? But again, it's why we've started. When you talk about opening the world up to you, we never went past PCB because that's where we drove, right? So now we probably go to Hollywood Beach and Fort Lauderdale more than we go to PCB because, as odd as it is, even though it's southern Florida, it's an easier trip.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can fly for cheap to Fort Lauderdale airport with Spirit than I can. It's a lot cheaper for me to do that than it is to drive to Panama City.
Yeah.
So it's like now we kind of go further south because it's like, just jump on a plane. We'll be there. And that flight's about 1 hour 50. You're in the air and you're in Fort Lauderdale. You know?
So crazy.
Yeah. So it's wild. Nothing like driving to the beach and getting that first smell of the ocean, though. I do agree with that. When you're pulling into the ocean, you're driving in, you're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
First palm tree.
When the turbulence hits and starts dropping at random, it's not cool. I do agree with that. Yeah, it's like, okay, bad decision. I could have drove. Hey, Frank Anselm, let's talk about this real quick. So when we come back, I want to talk about some football before we get to a break here. So Frank Anselm's shoe comes off yesterday. Video comes out. Pat Kelsey runs up, tries to grab it. It was funny because Frank Anselm was like, what are you doing? Like, you could tell he was like,
I thought he was about to.
Yeah. Like, it's funny. They took the camera off of him. And if you see James Scott's like, James Scott's like, hey. Like, yeah. But Frank Anselm was like, what are we doing here? And then Pat Kelsey's like, if you lose your shoe, I will throw your shoe outside.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love this.
No, I love it. And I love James Scott's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, he's just crazy. Just let him do his thing.
And listen, it shows the team aspect of it.
Yeah.
James Scott jumping in and saying, hey, I know what's going on here. Chill. Yeah. You know what I mean? Listen to him. You know, and it's like, it shows you that these guys work together, man. Yeah. Like, it was not, I did see some, I don't know who the Twitter account was, but somebody, some recruiting site was like, you shouldn't put this out or something. I was like, Jesus God, like, come on, man. Yeah. like, this is awesome. Are you kidding me?
It's just, it's not a big deal. I mean, some of the kids on the team were like, the look on their faces were like, what is wrong with
that? Like, this is part of this is part of why I hired the guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is what I want running my program. Yeah, yeah, he's insane. Yeah. Like, yeah, I want that running my program. I want him to feel like, I want to see a guy that is just nuts about winning.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Every like detail.
Let me see. He says, my favorite part of the video was Kobe Rogers in the background going crazy as soon as his shoe fell off. Yeah, all the Charleston guys.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's only two there right now with Rain Smith overseas. But they were, it was funny. You're like, yeah. Like everybody else is like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And it's odd because I'm like, y'all don't know about this yet? Like,
yeah, I
feel like it just shows you, I think, how we worry so much. I think when we, our biggest worry was like, oh, you can't hire a college Charleston coach. You know, that's what we're thinking. And in reality, it's like, these guys don't even know anything about him.
Yeah.
Past, what did he talk to me about on my visit?
Yeah.
He got me to visit. It's Louisville. What do I know about him now?
No, they're not like us. They're not like me and you that are on, I'm on Twitter all the time looking at.
Yeah, like
anything.
Immediately went back, watched press conference. Who's this guy? What's he do? You know, like, you can tell those guys didn't even look anything up about him.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, he sold me on the visit. That's it.
Yeah. And he said, this is how we're going to play.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah. All right. You can play this out, Chase. It was good. We come back for the next hour. We'll talk a little football. Want to definitely kind of dive into that. It'd be a good time, man. So, all right, Chase in the booth. One last show before vacation, before he gets out here and heads to the beach. Steve Rummage in here, Middays with Mark Smabin on 93.9 The Ville.